8:30 and we'll reconvene. And so we will move on to Director Senstrom.
You were on item number 05-45 when you adjourned.
Right.
Took your break, so that's still on the floor right now.
Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion that we take the next four rezone applications and hold them till next week.
Okay. And if the board is okay with that, I am okay with that.
So 4-5 through 4-8.
That's correct.
They'll be postponed till next week. That's fine. Okay, Director Senstrom.
All right. 0549.
Can I interrupt just for a minute? And I would like to say that I would prefer that I be left out of all discussions. And for the record, I haven't talked to any of the commissioners about any of these rezonings, and I would prefer not to. So if there's any further discussion on those four, I would prefer that the commissioners talk to my attorney to get the information that they need, if they need additional information. So I just want to recuse myself completely and absolutely, because I have done so thus far, and I want to continue to do that. And therefore, the commissioners, if there's questions, I would encourage them to seek counsel.
Okay, and we appreciate that, Commissioner Hodge, and we'll probably take you up on that. But as a courtesy, I think we'll just postpone the remaining ones until next week.
No, I don't have a problem with that
okay,
at all.
Great. Okay. Director Senstrom?
0549, tax map 30, parcel 116, proposed to be heavy industrial. Request is to make it MEA. Staff recommended approval for the portion on the westerly side of Belvedere Road only. The Planning Commission recommended approval.
Okay. Just for discussion purposes, I take it this piece of property crosses both sides of Belvedere Road?
Yes, David's highlighting it in green right now. You can see it's a fairly large piece of property.
Okay. And just for discussion purposes, the in your rationale for only the one, the west side of Belvedere only is?
The portion on the west side of Belvedere Road where David has the hand jiggling about is in the mineral extraction district. The portion on the easterly side of Belvedere Road is in the employment district.
Okay. Are there any other questions, staff, on this one?
I mean, no, but for discussion purposes, I have to say, I want to repeat that the Comprehensive Plan Review Committee members were told not to make the zoning district's boundaries by parcel, that there was a broad brush attempt, that the map that is in the Comprehensive Plan does not go by boundaries of properties, and therefore we shouldn't be delineating by properties. We should be delineating by resources. And the fact is that there are minerals that are available that should be mined. And I would encourage the commissioners to approve the application.
Okay. Is there any further discussion before we ask for a motion?
A question for staff. Staff's recommendation is that the approval will be for the west side of Belvedere Road only. Was that the Planning Commission's approval also for the west side
no,
of
No, Planning
Belvedere
Commission
only?
Was for the entirety of the parcel that Mr. Pugh had requested on behalf of the Stewarts.
Okay. Are there any other questions?
What is the orange area?
The orange dots are mineral extraction A, and the dark red is M2.
M2, okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Please show me where Belvedere Road is again.
Belvedere Road is right.
Is there any rural in that area?
That
residential. I keep saying rural.
Well, the green area where David has the arrow is northern agricultural residential.
Oh.
The diagonally hatched area there is low density residential. And then as you, I guess, head maybe a little bit further towards the west, which is off the picture right now, you're getting into the suburban transition area, which is that crosshatched area. You're getting closer to the town of Perryville, so you're getting into the higher density residential districts. So it's mm-hmm. as far as rural residential goes, no, there is not any within the immediate proximity to the subject property.
Any other questions? We'll entertain a motion on the floor.
I move to approve the applicant's request number 05-49.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
0550. Tax map 30, parcel 20, proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be mineral extraction A. Staff recommended approval for the portion north of the railroad tracks. Planning Commission recommended approval.
And I take it the railroad tracks cut between...
Yeah, David has the arrow.
Yeah, okay.
And the railroad right-of-way.
So it's that little piece above it.
Well, they're asking for the entirety of the area shown in green that David is flashing now.
Mm-hmm.
Staff had recommended only that portion of the green above the railroad tracks be included. Planning Commission recommended approval of the entirety of the green.
Okay, and then what are the orange dots zoning?
That's the MEA, mineral extraction A.
Okay, so it's in...
designation.
Okay. Okay, any other questions of staff?
No, but I have a comment. The same comment applies to this application as well, that there are minerals to be extracted, and it's premature to zone this at M2, and it's obvious to me that this we want to extract these minerals, and there are no significant residential properties in the neighborhood.
Okay, are there any other questions of staff?
I'm assuming, Director Sundstrom, that the note of recommending the area north of the railroad only is the same, we're using the same rationale as the previous reason
Correct.
Request. Thank you.
Can I ask what's below? Can you go further south on your map?
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh. You want to go further south from Route 40?
Yeah,
or?
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Go all the way down Elk Neck. Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve applicant's request to rezone this property. I guess we're on... 05050.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
0551, tax map 35, parcel 122, request or proposed to be heavy industrial, requested to be mineral extraction A. Staff recommended approval. Planning Commission recommended disapproval.
Okay, with this one, I'd like to have a discussion before we did any moved in any direction. Are there any questions of staff? Is there any additional information that may have come in to the planning office between the hearing and this?
No. All correspondence we have received on this has been forwarded to you, so you should be up to date with everything that we have received
okay.
concerning this application.
Okay. Is there, I see the applicant's representative here. Is there anything that, I know we're not taking testimony. Is there anything that they would like to offer staff to share with us or?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I didn't know the protocol was
me either. Okay. Trust me, sit up here. You'll learn about a learning exercise.
I would just like to speak for just a minute.
Sure.
Would you like Mr. Pugh to come up to the table, Mr.
President? Sure. If you want,
Milo, are you recording
boards
this?
Like that?
Yeah,
if the board's okay with it, sure.
It's being recorded, so perhaps he should come up and speak.
Speak in a microphone and take your time.
Hey, President Mullen, I would like to say for the record, I do object to this because the people that testified in opposition didn't realize that this was going to take place. They thought only deliberations. So. When Mr. Pugh presents additional information, maybe an additional proposal, they won't have a chance to testify in opposition or in support. I just want to say that for the record.
Sure. If I could comment, if mm-hmm. this would make you feel better about the situation, I'm prepared to submit the letter to the staff and let them forward it to you and have you review the matter next week, if that would give you more comfort that it be available to the public and that. Okay. You know, as opposed to me speaking my way through it tonight, if that's a better proposal. Yeah.
The only concern I have with that is that there was a deadline for submission. And it's, you know, if we do that for you, we'd have to do that for everybody. At least we should have stated what the rules, if that was available as a option, it should have been open to everybody. That's my concern.
I share Commissioner Rummel's concern with additional evidence being presented tonight. However, we have received numerous emails, numerous comments from applicants, as well as people who were at the hearings or just wanted to offer comment. So I would suggest that you submit that. We'll have a chance to look at it. We can decide whether we want to hold on this property till next week or if we want to vote on it tonight.
Any if the rest of the board wants to weigh in, I welcome that opportunity. Okay, but are you okay with Mr. Pugh giving the documents to the staff to give to us, and then we can postpone any action until next week? That way it'll give us a week to digest the letter. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the press is here. I'm sure it'll get out, and I have to agree with Commissioner Moore. I mean, the emails haven't stopped since the hearing, so.
I think that we've heard what the citizens of the county opinion is, and I think I'm personally ready to move forward, and I guess I'm of the attitude that we, the commissioners, are supposed to be looking at good planning, and we have the discretion to do good planning, and regardless of the applicant's application, we can do what we think is in the best interest of Cecil County. And even though I'm always open for ideas and I'd love to see what you have to offer, I'm ready to move forward tonight.
Mr. Dunn, you've been quiet.
Yes, I'm fine with holding to next week if we want to do that. And submitting the letter to staff, and I am interested to see more information on this property, so that's fine with me.
Commissioner Brumell, are you accept? Is that okay if Mr. Pugh submits the documents to the staff to share with us and we'll postpone until next week? Give the citizens an opportunity to realize that there's been some refinement to this application.
The process that we laid forth was a deadline. There was a certain deadline. And for them to know that the process has been extended, they would have had to have read the newspaper. So it's already, in my opinion, restricted notice in this process as opposed to the normal rezoning process. So my objections are the same.
But if I'm understanding, and this is not to be argumentative, you are mm-hmm. still receiving emails and comments from the public at large, and those folks, their comments can be considered. If you have questions, you can call them, you can interact with them, and all I'm asking for is that same playing field at this point to submit information. If the deliberation hasn't taken place and you read this and you have questions, you have the opportunity to ask me. I'll give a copy to the newspaper. They can publish whatever they choose to, and anybody that likes or doesn't like what the content of the letter is will have the opportunity to react to that, so that by next week, I think that all the information will be out there and everyone will have had a fair chance at it. Once again, I would characterize this more as refinements of the conversation that we had that night dealing with the amended application than I would any bold new territory. But I'll let you judge that if you take the opportunity to look at the letter.
Okay. Speaking for me personally, I'm okay with you giving the letter to staff and staff sharing it with us and postponing any decision on this or deliberation until next week.
Is that the decision of the board? Is that agreeable?
Is the board agreeable?
Thank you.
Is there any opposition?
Can we have a motion so I can register my opposition?
Sure. Okay. Well, before I do anything, Robert was for moving forward. So before that, we'll entertain a motion to vote on this application. Okay. Motion dies since no one made a motion. So now I'll entertain a motion to postpone the deliberation of this application until next Tuesday evening.
It's okay with me. I think it's only fair that we are receiving information from parties in opposition. It's only fair that we receive information from the applicant to justify. You know, if we're going to cut off the applicant, we should cut off the citizens too. So, I mean, my comment is what's fair for one is fair for the other, and I don't understand why we even have to pass it to the staff. Every day we're getting comments, phone calls, emails from the citizens. I consider the applicant as worthy of a citizen as any other vested person in Cecil County. So what's the point of making the applicant go through hoops and hurdles when we're not asking our citizens do the same?
Mr. Pugh, is that your refinement? Is it somewhat of a change in your application of your request?
Well, we had a motion. Let's get a second.
It was discussion. Okay.
Well, no, he only made a motion. Well, I'm just saying, let me get a second, then we can ask her. Do we have a second?
For the purposes of discussion, a second.
Okay, we have a second.
Your refinement?
Yes.
Is it a change in your application?
Is it a change in my application? It is clarifications of issues that came up. If I could talk specifically about it, I could let you hear what they are, but I sense that you don't want me to do that. So,
well, to me, it's a yes or a no. Is it the same scope as what your application entails?
The scope is the same. Are there any changes to the face of the application?
Mm-hmm.
When we submitted our modification the last time, you will recall that there was a lot of comment about the M2 strip that we set up as a buffer. The majority of the letter deals with that and gives options as to how that buffer could be secured and protected. I consider that a refinement. Now, I'm sorry that doesn't yield to a yes or no answer for you, but that's the best I can do.
All right.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second to postpone the deliberation of this application until next Tuesday. Is there any further discussion?
I don't have a problem with the motion, and I'll vote for the motion, but I think that the applicant can pass out the information tonight to all parties, just like everyone else can communicate with the commissioners until we make a decision. So there's no need for them to pass it to the staff.
Sure.
And
okay, so but at least we have a first and a second to postpone till next week.
Well, I don't have a problem with the staff weighing in on the comments, and we can certainly ask the staff tomorrow what they think about the applicant's correspondence, just like we have every opportunity to ask the staff about the comments from the public too. Until we make a decision, we should have access to all available information.
As a matter of protocol, if you hand the documents to the staff, they can hand them to us. So that was our motion. And just to follow the protocol, why don't we do it that way?
I'm just waiting on the vote.
Okay, so we have a first and a second. We've had discussion. Is there any further discussion before I call a vote? Okay, hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Nay.
Okay, motion carries 4-1 for Mr. Pugh to hand the documents to staff to hand to us, and we'll postpone this till next week. Okay, thank you, sir.
With an open invitation, then, at this point, that anybody that has questions, feel free to contact me or whatever in the intervening time. Okay. Hopefully that puts us back in shape.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you. 0552 and 0553 have been withdrawn. 0701, tax map 23, parcel 482, proposed to be northern agricultural residential, requested to be rural residential. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval, and you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation from the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0702, tax map 30, parcel 117. Proposed to be northern agricultural residential and mineral extraction B, requested to be business general. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, excuse me. Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the recommendation of the Planning Commission for approval. Are there any questions of staff? Okay, hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
So I move for approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. Do
second.
We have a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0801, tax map 9, parcel 263, proposed to be northern agricultural residential, requesting business general. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, are there any questions to the Office of Planning and Zoning? Staff?
I have a question. Rock Springs Road, is it adjacent to a business right now?
Yeah, David has, if you look at the map, the orange color are business general.
Okay.
And the green with the little circles on it
mm-hmm.
are 0801 and 0802. This is the property, if you will recall, that West Cecil Health Center is looking to erect their facility on. And they would like to have all of the parcels there purchasing to be within the commercial district.
Gotcha. Okay. Any other questions of staff? Okay, you heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission. So we'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for approval.
We have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0802, tax map 9, parcel 320, proposed to be northern agricultural residential, requesting it to be business general. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay. Are there any questions of staff on this one? Okay. You heard Director Sandstrom read the recommendation of the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval and the Planning Commission's recommendation for approval. We'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve the applicant's request 0802.
Okay, we have a motion for approval. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0901, tax map 11, parcel 88, proposed to be business local, requested to be business general. Both staff and planning commission have recommended approval.
Okay, are there any questions of staff on this one? Okay, you heard the recommendation from Director Sandstrom from the Office of Planning and Zoning for approval, and the recommendation for Planning Commission for approval. So we'll entertain a motion.
I move to approve application number 09-01.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
0902 was withdrawn. Now we begin the portion of the agenda dealing with text change requests. First item is T-01. This was concerning Section 25.2, low-density residential zone, and the proposed density that for you if people are utilizing transferred development rights within the LDR zoning district. Mr. Hartman submitted text changes to you, if you recall, saying that 4 units per acre is too high. It should be capped at 2 units per acre. The staff recommended disapproval of this request, and the Planning Commission did not forward a recommendation as they deadlocked 3-3.
I would like to postpone this one till next week. Okay. If that's fine with the rest of the board, so we can have discussion with staff on this one in particular.
Out of courtesy to the president, I would agree.
Okay. Okay, postpone that one until next week. Okay.
T-02, concerning Section 33.4, Mineral Extraction A. In addition to industrial uses in the Mineral Extraction A zone, Mr. Pugh submitted information to you requesting that business uses also be permitted within that zoning district. Staff recommended approval as well as the Planning Commission.
Okay, are there any questions of staff on this one?
Are there any negatives that you can think of that could occur?
No, if all the other conditions that apply now would apply, other than the expanding the type of uses that would apply, I don't see how it would have a negative effect. It would just provide some additional flexibility for economic development purposes in and around areas such as the Principio Business Park that are surrounded by mineral extraction zone property adjacent to existing industrially zoned property. And it limits the amount of acreage that can be done. So it's not opening up the entirety of the MEA. It's just limiting it to a small percentage of what is actually adjacent to the industrially zoned property. So I wouldn't foresee that this would have a downside to it.
Okay. Are there any other questions of staff on this one? Okay, we'll entertain a motion.
I move for approval.
Okay, we have a motion for approval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Personally, I would like to have another week to discuss this because I know that there's some areas where in MEA it could be after reclamation? MEA, after reclamation, you decide the new zoning, whereas, right?
Well, it could be, that could be one scenario, or it could be an area where they feel that it may be MEA now, and maybe their plans change where they're no longer are going to be extracting the mineral, whether it's sand and gravel or hard rock, and they decide that it may lend itself to some sort of commercial use, perhaps.
Right.
And so therefore, they would... rather than mining the property and rezoning it, they would use this provision, I would envision, to have a limited presence of commercial activities on that piece of property.
What concerns me is that it kind of skips the step when they're done MEA, that they could quickly go to BL or BG. So I'd like to postpone this until next week.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Okay, we have the motion for approval withdrawn. Do we have a second?
Is that the right with Robert? Okay.
Do we have a second for withdrawn?
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Okay.
She withdrew a motion. Did you second it?
I did.
Okay, you withdrew.
No, I second her original motion.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Right.
So Robert has to withdraw his second.
Okay, I withdraw my second.
Okay, then just go ahead and postpone it next week.
Okay, we'll postpone it until next week.
Yeah.
Okay, further discussion there.
T-03 was withdrawn. T-04, this was a text amendment submitted by our office proposing to amend Section 66 to add new language to that portion of the zoning ordinance concerning commercial kennels, so that if the draft language in the chapter 209 of the Code of Cecil County language is adopted and the zoning ordinance is adopted, both sections concerning commercial kennels will be in concert with each other and there won't be any conflicts. Both staff and the Planning Commission have recommended approval of this request.
Yes. Okay. Just for discussion purposes, Director Sandstrom, you've received the rough draft of the chapter two. Staff has that chapter 209 dealing with.
When I got out of the 2 o'clock meeting this afternoon, there was an email from Edith Crick, I believe it was. I haven't had a chance to go through it yet. Okay. But
why don't we postpone that to give staff an opportunity? Do you want the opportunity to go through that? I mean, we received the same email. If everybody's okay, we're just taking our time on that one.
Yeah, I didn't have a chance.
Okay. Okay, we'll postpone that one.
T-05 was a text change request from Jill Burke concerning Section 246.8A of the zoning ordinance. Her concern was that the 50-acre minimum acreage requirement for sending parcels for TDR purposes was too large, and that should be reduced so that owners of smaller properties would have the same opportunity to sell development rights if they choose to do so. Staff recommended disapproval. Planning Commission recommended approval.
Mm-hmm. And just for discussion purposes, what was her recommendation to go to 50 acres to?
15.
And you probably don't know this answer, which I'm going to ask for postponement. How many additional rights would flood the market that we wouldn't be able to? Is that something we should postpone to discuss?
Well, I don't have that information.
I didn't think you did, but that's
readily available. But David could probably query, I guess, on the GIS all the parcels that are between 15 acres and 50 acres and get a total, perhaps, David, of the gross acreage of those parcels, and then we would get an idea as to what the additional yield at,
right,
whether there would be at 1 to 3 if they're in the SAR or 1 to 5 in the NAR, well, as far as sending, and that will give you an idea of how many additional TDRs would be on the market.
Right, because I remember talking to you before with this when we worked through this exercise, we didn't have the demand for TDRs would outstrip the supply, which is an ideal economic world. My concern is you have too many TDRs and not enough demand. We would never get that program off the ground. So I would ask if we could postpone to just get those additional numbers to make sure that we don't run into that problem.
Yeah, it's been a while since I looked at it, but if my memory serves me right, I believe right now the balance is that based on 50-acre thresholds in the county, it would yield approximately 11,000 and change, maybe like 11,400. As far as development rights, and with the densities as they were set before this takes effect, there would be a market for approximately 1,000 more. So you have slightly more demand than you have supply, which hopefully gins up a value on the sending. And so it's a value to people to sell those development rights for use.
Right.
We want to make sure we don't tip that in favor of the user, so that it drives the price down.
Right, and nobody would use them. We'd be like OPEC. We'd have so much oil, we just wouldn't know what to do with. So we don't want too many development rights floating around, not knowing what to do with them. So, okay, if everybody's okay, we'll postpone that one.
For more data.
Okay.
Text change request T-06, also from Jill Burke, concerns Section 246-8C and 246-8D. Concerning the language in the TDR ordinance concerning the master water and sewer plan, either showing it as an existing sewer service area or as a planned sewer service area in the most recent pl- plan. She wanted it to be fixed to a specific date. Staff recommended disapproval as well as the Planning Commission. The reason being, for discussion purposes and your information, is that the Master Water and Sewer Plan is updated on a three-year rotating basis, and if it's tied to maps that were in existence at a specific date, those maps would become obsolete three years hence, and then 3 years after that, the document would be revised again. So it would not accurately reflect necessarily the latest county plans concerning where existing water and wastewater infrastructure exists or where it is planned to be. So we don't think it's a good idea to limit it to a snapshot in time. It's better to use the Master Water and Sewer Plan as a planning document along with your other documents, so it's good to not tie it down to a specific date, but to refer the most recent document when you're looking at whether it's existing service or planned service.
And just for information, once we go through this zoning and the subdivision regulations and the ordinances, will that updated Master Water and Sewer Plan, will that be the next exercise in this process?
Yes, staff will commence that upon the completion of this process, and hopefully we will have something to bring before you in late summer or early autumn so that we can go through that public hearing process on that and send it down to the state.
Okay, so it's all going to be tied together here is what you're kind of...
Yeah, we have held off on that document until all this is finished because this is the process by which you're creating your growth areas and the area, which are the areas you want to establish your water and wastewater infrastructure in. So until this is done, there's no point in spending the time and effort updating a document that is dependent upon the ultimate findings of this effort.
Okay. Is there any other questions? We'll entertain a motion.
I move for disapproval.
Okay, we have a motion for disapproval.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? I would just state for the record that the Master Water and Sewer Plan is going to be updated soon after we finish this exercise, and at that time we can tie the receiving areas to these areas that are designated for water and sewer service. I think that has to be, you know, part of the discussion. So with that, any other additional discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
excuse me, the text requests T07 and T08 have been withdrawn. T09 concerns section 3.8 of the subdivision regulations, major subdivision public notification signage, and plat posting on the county's website. You will recall that Mr. Kaplan felt that the information posted on the website was not legible, and that the signs posted on the property, individual properties that are have subdivision proposals on them, also were illegible. Both staff and Planning Commission have recommended disapproval of his specific text changes. I believe David has them on the screen there for your perusal.
And David, the plat posting has been resolved on the website, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. Was there still an issue with on the yellow signs, or we okay there too?
No, that's something. It's up to our discretion.
Okay,
you can ask the staff why they voted disapproval.
I'm not going to pin them down. I just asked because they said to clean it up on the website. So the issue is still the yellow signs.
I'd like to suggest that the yellow signs are to bring to the attention of the neighbors and interested parties, there is something going on regarding this property. That the yellow sign should not be utilized to get all your information and details about this project. I think it'd be a big mistake for them to look at the plat on the yellow sign and suggest that this is what's going to happen exactly. The plats change over time. The plats are different. Many changes happen on the plat from the day that it's posted to the day that it's finally approved. I think that this is a signal for interested parties to take further action to investigate what's going on. I don't think that the plat is to rely on to get all your information, and I don't know that it's necessary to have a crystal clear plat, especially out in the elements over time.
Mr. Hodge, I do agree with you. I would just ask the staff, is it legible where they can find further information? Call the Office of Planning and Zoning.
If I may, on the yellow sign outside of the plat, most times it's either going to have the planning and zoning phone number, the 5220 to contact us, or the local surveyor's phone number to contact them. Mm-hmm. Historically, that's what's happened. Mm-hmm. The way it's supposed to be, I believe the requirement is date, location, time, attack meeting, and contact information for the Office of Planning and Zoning in the regulations.
Okay, so that is required.
Can you scroll up a page, David? I believe that is in there.
It's item F, date, location, and time.
Oh, item E, planning and zoning telephone number should okay. be on there.
And who prosecutes if they do not follow the is this planning and zoning?
The track police.
That would be Tony.
Yellow signs.
Steve goes out to confirm the presence of the signs on the properties, okay. and if something is amiss, then he reports back to Tony that the sign is deficient in whatever way it is, and then Tony gets in touch with whomever erected the sign and advises them that their sign is deficient, and they have a finite period to put whatever is missing on it, or it will not be heard at the meeting that they have proposed that it be heard at.
Can we request a fine for all this? Never mind, that's another discussion.
Revenue stream.
It's taking their time.
I have a question, just because of this issue, is if we postpone this and maybe till next week we could, I don't know, maybe put together some standard language that would be required on these. I know, but if you listen to what the gentleman said, they don't always put it on there. So
Then they're in violation and their plan
That's
can't
the
move
fine
forward.
Portion I was talking okay. about. Yeah.
You look at the sign and make sure it's in compliance, correct?
Correct. I make sure
that
posted.
If it's not
in
compliance, you can tell the applicant that their application will not proceed until they fix the sign.
I forward it on to Mr. DiGiacomo, who it is responsible for the major subdivisions, and he informs the applicant of
so the notice the on the notice on who to call is already in the ordinance.
Correct.
So is this a big problem where certain people don't put all the information on, or just a?
What Mr. Kaplan submitted, this is the first. To my knowledge, his was the first. Concern that I heard expressed that he can't read the plat. I haven't heard anybody else.
Oh, no, I'm not concerned with that. I understand that, you know, the plat changes. It is a way to show people that something's being done to the property, but with not having all of the information that is required by our direction, has there been instances where they have not included that you know of?
Instances where they have been deficient in the signs, they mm-hmm. have remedied the problem prior to their hearing at the Planning Commission or Technical Advisory Committee.
How many instances where you had to let them know?
I would have to go back through my emails to Tony just to give you an exact number, but I would say it's probably less than 20%.
Okay.
Since we're updating this from the last, when this genesis started with the yellow signs, would it be helpful to just put the CCGov website on there as well on the signs,
older
or no?
People don't use, a lot of times they don't use the computers.
Well, I understand that, but I'm just saying as protocol.
Oh, I see what you're saying, to include okay. it in the list.
Yeah, just put it on the, and we don't have to vote on this tonight. I mean, we can postpone it. I'm just trying to think of this user-friendly. You have some people that can't stand picking a telephone up, but they order their Papa John's pizza over the internet, if you get my drift. So I didn't know if we're just putting the county web on there too, on these plats, or just for discussion purposes, just trying to make this user-friendly at the end of the day.
I think that's a good idea, especially now that we can read the plats on the website and they're updated.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If you said that the plat on the website is very clear and direct, and I'm looking at the thing on the thing, it's just something, we don't have to vote on this tonight, but something if you guys want to chew on and make a recommendation of that.
Well, I support the idea, and I think we should just tell the staff to modify the language to include, in addition to the phone numbers, the email address for the county.
The website address
for the county. So they can go on the web, or they can call
you go to the web for the plat.
I wanted to thank your department for extending the bandwidth on the website. I went on to the website to look at a couple of just real time and look at them, and I can understand the challenge that you had with what you're given. Some of those were not very clear, so hopefully we'll have that rectified for the future.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not just, in addition to.
Well, that's what I meant. Before we ask for a motion, just for a consensus of the board, is everybody okay with just putting the county requiring the county website on these yellow signs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you all have any concerns about?
Yeah,
that?
I mean, let's.
No, I mean, we could put that information on there so that people know where to go if they have access to the internet.
Right. Transparency.
We're always receptive to ideas to improve our process.
Thank you.
Give that man a raise.
No.
Okay, so
sorry.
This
that's
is being
right,
noted.
We are recorded. Well, you gotta have a little fun up here once in a while.
It was.
So, well, okay, so what are we recorded, Jim. Thanks a lot, Milo.
Did you get my no?
Okay. So with this, we had two disapprovals. But we have an idea to just include the website. So.
But including the website is something that staff can do on their own. I don't think it has to be part of this application.
Right. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't sound like,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll entertain a motion.
Well, you should put that
in the motion.
That section, because we don't put the sign up. The developer put the sign up. So we would need to put that in our regulations to force them to put that on the sign.
Yes. So we would just wait for that period when we get to that?
If you want that added to, if you want to adopt what Mr. Kaplan has submitted to you, beyond his language, you would also put as part of your motion that you would also include that the county's website be included on the sign along with the telephone number.
Can I also don't add to that then a fine for not completing as properly directed in the instruction?
Not until we get to the zoning ordinance.
I think we have the leverage to stop the approval process.
Well, 20%.
We have the leverage to stop the approval process if the signage is not sufficient.
If David scrolls down a little bit in the next paragraph, let's see here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it says that.
Yeah, that's fine.
If the director of planning and zoning or his designee determined that the applicant has failed to maintain or properly install the signage in compliance with these requirements, the proposed project shall be withdrawn for the technical advisory committee meeting and the planning commission agenda. That is a pretty significant penalty, I would say, for somebody to face if they are especially facing deadlines and spending the money that they spend to prepare something and with lending requirements that they're under, that their project could be yanked off the agendas if they don't put the necessary, if the sign is inadequate for failure to provide the necessary. You know, that you may want to look at that language. It's pretty stiff, I would say.
Okay, I didn't realize that was in there. Good.
And it's more immediate, because by the time you try and assess a fine, go to court and try and get a judge to do that, you could be looking at a couple of months before anything gets done.
Yeah, might cost more.
Whereas this is immediate.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so our motion will be, we'll entertain a motion for approval to include the county's website and the Office of Planning and Zoning.
No. We're not. I think we're going to ignore George Kaplan's request, and we're going to ask the staff to make an amendment to the ordinance.
Right. But we still have to vote.
Yeah, we can make a vote after the staff amends the ordinance. We can make a vote on their change.
Okay, so this will be a postponement?
No, I think we can still vote on this particular rezone request.
Yes, we can. but we're not going to add.
Right.
We can't. We're not going to add to it the website. Two different independent matters.
Remember that what you're doing here tonight, and possibly next Tuesday, depending on how far you get tonight, is voting on these change requests. You will have an opportunity at your meeting on the 5th of April and then the 19th to vote on the documents and the maps in their entirety. What we will do when you complete this is we will make the changes you approve tonight to text or to the maps, okay. And you will see that as your package that comes before you on April 5th. So if you decide that in addition to what Mr. Kaplan has suggested, you want to put the county's website in that language, you would have an opportunity, if you decide to approve this on the 19th, to make that as part of your motion, that you would also include that language in section 3.8.
Let me ask you a question, Eric. What Mr. Kaplan is asking, what he's asking, is that already done at this point, or is that something that would improve?
He is looking at it as an improvement to the process because he initially his concerns were with the website legibility and the sign hard copy legibility. The website legibility has been addressed by David working with IT to increase the bandwidth, so now that the flats are much improved over what has previously been posted, the sign requirement is the outstanding issue at this point.
Well, is that why you? That's why it was disapproved by.
Well, as I explained at the last hearing, I think it was the meeting on the 16th. The idea behind this was notification, so that
true.
People become aware of it at the initial stages. So if they want to become engaged in the process, they know something's happening before earth-moving equipment shows up, and all of a sudden the development's being put in, and they can attend the meetings. They can come into our office, look at the files, look at the exhibits that have been submitted. And become familiar with the project and become part of the process as it moves forward. And the whole idea was to make them aware that something was happening. If they wanted additional information, they were welcome to call us, come in and see us, and we would sit down with them and go through the file and show them what was submitted. So we felt that the sign was meeting its purpose if that was being achieved. That's the main reason why we recommended this approval.
Would you want to include in this one that Mr. Kaplan set forth at this put, including incorporation in the county's website? Something?
Well, yeah, that's what the Commissioner Mullen was saying, that in addition to the telephone number, it should also have the county's website on there, so somebody felt more comfortable going to our website and looking at the plat, they could do that, I guess, rather than calling up and saying, what's this about? I'm assuming that's the reasoning behind putting the website on there.
But I guess what I'm trying to get, and maybe I'm the one that's out in third base here. You all recommend disapproval,
correct?
Because we already have that. Is that correct?
I mean, yeah.
Notifications there.
Yeah, right. We feel that when the sign is erected, people see it and they say, "Oh my goodness, what's this? Something's happening here. There's a subdivision being proposed." They can call us. We can say, "Yes, you are correct." This project has been submitted. You're welcome to come in and look at it. If you're not able to come in, you can look at it on the county's website. If they don't have access to the county's website, then we can certainly make copies of whatever they need to look at and send it to them if they're unable to come in as well. So
I guess what I'm trying to get around is, do they have to approve this? Vote for disapproval or approval of this particular suggestion? Or can they just direct you to put the number of the website on the signs?
Yeah, I would recommend that they vote on what Mr. Kaplan submitted, and then if they still feel that the website is necessary to be put on the sign, we would need to have that in the subdivision regulations so we can compel the person who is putting the sign on the property to include that, because if we call them up and say, hey, you need to put the website on there, they'll go to section 3.8 and say, well, it doesn't say that in there. You can't make me put that on there.
So these are two separate issues.
Yeah, you could do that as part of your motion on the 19th of April when you approve everything else.
Okay. All right. So why don't we vote on what we
have? All right, Mr. President, I'd like to make a motion that we deny this application.
Oh.
And I'll explain why in the discussion period.
You left me hanging. I was waiting. Okay, we have a motion on the floor for disapproval. Do we have a second?
A second.
We have a second. Do we have discussion?
Okay. I'd like to reject this request with the intention of having the staff modify the language to change it to include the website address that where citizens and interested parties can find the plats on our website.
And I'd like to add to that that the concern that Mr. Kaplan had has been addressed with the plats. So
yes. Mm-hmm. We appreciate his suggestion.
Okay. And we will take up the website and telephone phone number on April 5th. So we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Mr. President, would now be a good time for us to consider moving everything to our deliberations next week? What's left? How does the board feel?
Well, what time is it?
It's 9:26. 25:26. Whatever the pleasure of the board.
Okay. Are we halfway through?
I'm just looking at T10 through T24 and T27 through T55 have all been withdrawn. So you have T25 and T26 remaining, and then you have T56, T57, and then you get into the late change requests. So you're probably a little more than halfway, I would say.
Okay.
We've got 34 left to do.
Yeah.
Okay. If the board would like to stop here and we'll pick up next Tuesday at 7?
I would very much appreciate that. I have to be on the road at 5:30 a.m. for Annapolis.
Okay. I'm in an appraisal curriculum seminar all day tomorrow. So
we will commence with T25 next week then?
Yes. Next Tuesday at 7 o'clock here, correct?
That is correct, sir.
Right. Okay. Okay, we'll adjourn.